Dutch Baby, a Batman fanfiction written by Quillam and read by Lemon Avocado. This fanfiction is rated for general audiences and is gen. Relationships include Stephanie Brown and Jason Todd. Characters include Stephanie Brown, Jason Todd, Tim Drake, Dick Grayson, Damian Wayne, and Cassandra Cain. Additional tags. A little bit of Babs, but not enough to tag her. Batfam, Batfamily Shenanigans, not gonna lie, there's not a lot of pancakes. Summary. Operation, 10:01 o'clock. Jason has never been one who specialized in sniping. He was a bat, after all. Adrenaline, hand-to-hand fights, the crack of skin against skin was what he lived for. But there was a certain satisfaction to sniping, too. The calm of it, the way you had to get it just right, the precision. Or, Steph and Dick make a bet on who can get the most chocolate for the least amount of money. Sale, Stephanie says, nose red and cheeks white. Well, I was going to ask why the fuck you were on my balcony, but I guess that answers that question. Jason squints at Steph. Why aren't you taking Cass or the demon brat? Dick called dibs on Cass and Damie's on a diet. He's 10. Why is he on a diet? Well, he's not, like, starving himself, but he's just eating, like, vegetables and rice and goat cheese. It's vegan and delicious and really healthy, and he's learning how to cook with Alfred, and when I asked, he was like, chocolate is not healthy, Brown. No wonder you're the weakest bat. And I was like, wait, he actually called you the weakest bat? It was implied. He likes you, though. Of course he does. Steph shakes bits of snow off her head. Are you going to invite me in, or... You're covered in snow. Astute observation. Steph sheds her clothing and shoves it onto the fire escape before dumping her boots with him and shouldering past Jason into his room. You're nuts. I'm cold, Steph corrects Jason. So, Dick and I have a bet going on. I thought you two hated each other. Past and whatnot. That doesn't even make sense. You don't make sense. Okay, but... Anyways, Steph cuts Jason off, we have a bet going on for who can buy the most chocolate for the least amount of money. Because, you know, it's the 15th. So we've got the whole post-Valentine's chocolate sales going on today. So I'm recruiting you, Steph puts her hands on her hips. Doi. Should you be acting so rude to the one you're recruiting? Look, dude, I have 24 hours, and they started at 6 a.m., so if you want to make up your mind, maybe... It's 8 in the morning! I know, I've already wasted so much time, Steph mourns. My only consolation is that Dick hasn't started yet either. He spent an hour and a half tracking down Cass, and now he's going after Babs. Why don't you have anyone? I, too, spent an hour and a half tracking Cass. She made it a game so she wouldn't have to decide whose team she was on. Then I went to Damie. And now I'm at you. I'm your third choice? Blondie, I'm very offended. Don't be, I put you above Tim Tam, and I've done the nasty with him. Really? Ew, not that nasty. Just like kissing. You know that's not what the nasty means. You were the one who made my mind go there. Details, Steph waves a hand. Everyone on my team gets an equal portion of the earnings. Why didn't you say so earlier? Jason moves purposefully to grab his coat. Start with that next time. Fine, fine. Steph moves back to his windowsill. What are you doing? Getting my clothes, obviously. You're... Jason makes an incoherent noise in the back of his throat. Stay here. I'm getting your clothes so you don't freeze to death. I won't. Yeah, because you're staying here. Jason slips on his coat and boots and makes his way to the balcony. Why are you like this? Steph shrugs. Love you too, bro. This is emotional manipulation. You gotta say it back. Jason jumps out the window and flips over to the fire escape to pick up Steph's clothes. He sighs heavily. Love you too. He chucks Steph's boots through his window. Hurry up and get dressed. We've got chocolate to buy. Mission. 09:12 hours. She keeps her breathing even as she waits on the roof, hair tucked beneath a white hat to avoid detection. Her training is the only thing that keeps Cass from pouncing too soon. Patience will have to do the trick, and she can't afford to mess up this mission. So she waits, breathing even, while the target moves down the sidewalk. Closer. Closer. She pounces. What the fuck? Jason screams, raising an arm to defend himself. An arm that has a grocery bag with chocolates inside. A fatal mistake. Cass' body slams into him and breaks apart the bag's straps before slinging it over her shoulders. What are you doing? Stephanie demands. Cass almost pities her. Almost. But this is her mission and she does not feel bad enough to surrender her chocolate. Cheapest, she grins, holding up her spoils of the battle before leaping onto a nearby fire escape. Cheater! Stephanie yells. Kaz cackles and takes to the roofs. I can't believe she sneak attacked us, Steph says, tapping her foot on the ground. After we got the best deals, too. Dick's sneaky, Jason muses. But is he sneaky enough to come up with a plan like this? They exchange looks. Oh no, Steph whispers. He got Babs on his side, Jason confirms grimly, which means we need Tim. No, Tim says vehemently, crossing his arms in front of his chest. Absolutely not. Tim, Tim Tom, Tim Tam, darling, lovely, love of my life. Wonderful, flattery will get you everywhere. Jason leans forward, smirking, an arm braced on the doorframe. Isn't that right, Timmers? I told you after the Easter debacle, Tim steps back. No way. Steph claps her hands together. Come on, Tim, it'll be fun. No, no, absolutely not. I am still scarred from Easter. You are not ruining a perfectly good holiday. We're going full war strategy, Steph examines her nails. Maps and detectiving and all that nerdy stuff. Code names and everything. Tim squirms. No, no, you are not. We're equally splitting the earnings. Shit. Tim buries his face in his hands. I'm going to regret this. Jason and Steph high five. Jason throws an arm over Tim's shoulders. Welcome to the team, bro. Operation, 10:01 o'clock. Jason had never been one who specialized in sniping. He was a bat, after all. Adrenaline, hand-to-hand fights, the crack of skin against skin was what he lived for. But there was a certain satisfaction to sniping, too. The calm of it, the way you had to get it just right, the precision. It wasn't his preferred method, but against opponents like these, he had to be cautious. Follow the plan. Target approaching, Steph whispers in his earpiece. Understood, he murmurs. Cocks his gun. Shoots. Dick fucking dodges his paint bullet. Frickety frack snickety snack him over with a chainsaw. He dodged, Jason swears as he shoots a few more times, Dick's eyes sharp as his lips pull into a grin. Of course he did, Tim says patiently, just a bit of his fanboy nerdiness bleeding into his voice. It's Dick Grayson. Cool the geekery, sweets, Steph says, and there's the sound of a cape flying before quiet, turning off my comms now. Good luck, Tim says grimly. I'll need it, Steph sighs, and there's a click before she's gone. Dick readjusts his grip on his bag, smirks at Jason, and begins to run away. Coward, Jason mutters, even though it's the smartest move. He readjusts his gun and jumps over roofs to keep pace, occasionally stopping to get a few shots in. They hit, but Dick keeps moving. Remember the plan, Tim says. Got it, Jason rolls his eyes. Don't get your knickers in a twist. Tim sighs, and Jason shoots Dick again. Black! Dick whines at Barbara, draped over her desk in his new change of clothes. A perfectly good yellow sweater ruined by black paintballs! It is snowing outside, Barbara shoves a pencil case at Dick's face. Why aren't you wearing a coat in this weather? Not you too, Dick moans. Why is everyone always bugging me about this? Barbara rolls her eyes. I can't believe you lost a whole bag of chocolate. I know, Dick pouts. I'm sorry, Kaz. Kaz sighs from over the comms. Walmart, she answers lightly. Replace. Thanks, Dick grins. You're the best. So sympathetic. Unlike someone. Barbara flicks Dick's forehead. Either make yourself useful or beat it. All right, all right. Dick straightens, face turning serious. So what's the plan for more chocolate? Well, I've been running a simulation, and... Well, we're fucked, Stephanie says over a milkshake. We could be significantly less fucked if we weren't sitting here drinking milkshakes, Jason says over vanilla. Heathen. Steph slurps her chocolate milkshake extra loud just to annoy him, and hides her smile when he shoots her an annoyed look. Maybe. But they have Kaz. What we're doing, really, is delaying the inevitable. Wow, Tim says, tapping on his phone. So encouraging. Thanks, Steph winks at him. So here's the plan. We surrender. What? What about your bet? Your pride? You just want chocolate, right, Jason? Jason shrugs. In theory, yes. And in practice? I really just want some chocolate. That's fine. I've got a plan. The plan is simple. The plan is foolproof. The plan is to join Alfred, Damien, and Bruce in making chocolate in the manor. The plan is simple. The plan is foolproof. The plan... Why the fuck is Bruce covered in flour again? Jason asks. I go to get supplies for 1 second. Tim shifts. Damien glowers. Steph beams. It appears to be a bonding activity, Master Jason, Alfred says from beside Jason, arms full of supplies that the two of them got. Alfred is wearing his why do I fucking bother face, though he sounds fond. Probably is. He's sentimental like that. Well, Jason sighs, clean yourselves up, then we'll pour the chocolate into the molds. I call dibs on the mermaid molds, Steph says, elbowing Damien. No fair, Jason protests. I wanted the mermaid molds. Snoozers are losers. Who made the Batman chocolates? Bruce asked, arms folded over his chest. Shuffling. I'm not mad. I just want to know. This feels like that one meme, Tim whispers to Steph. You know? Steph gasps. Did Bruce do it? They taste wonderful, Bruce continues. I especially love the filling. I believe it was winter melon or something. Mmm, and the chocolate. Very milky. I loved coconut filling with dark chocolate, Damien bursts out. Father, please do not continue this farce. Even knowing that you were trying to lure me out does not help the pain of listening to this. Holy shit, Jason mutters. I'm never gonna let this go. Damn, Tim sighs. I totally thought it was Jason. I'll tell you where I keep my waffle stash if you give me your share of Damien's chocolates. Hissing. Never. Cheaters, Dick accuses, arms full of grocery bags, glaring at the couch. Steph blinks innocently at him from where her head pokes over the couch arm. I have no idea what you're talking about. Get your feet off of me, Jason says, attempting to shove Steph's legs off his lap with his elbow. Eat my dust, suckers, Tim cackles. You won, Steph waves a hand. Congrats. You just gave up, Dick throws his hands in the air, and went to Alfie? Worry not, Richard, Damien says, flipping a page. We have waited for you and Cassandra to come to make more. They are leftovers in the fridge. I love you, Damien. Damien makes a face at Dick, but when his back is turned, he hides a smile behind his book. Steph grins. Happy cheap chocolate day, guys. A Dutch baby to go with the chocolate, Jason says, maneuvering the objects on the table so that he can find a place to set down his plates, but he eventually gives up. Just put mine on my lap, Tim says absently. Your laptop is on your lap, Jason squints. Oh, Tim blinks a bit like he's rebooting. Put it on my lap, Dick winks, and Tim squints at him. Gross, we're literally brothers, Jason says. Dick sighs. You're all terrible people. Don't worry, we all love you. Steph pecks him on the cheek and uses the opportunity to snatch a few chocolates from Dick's hand. Thief! Opportunist. Steph gives a few chocolates to Cass, right? Cass takes a bite of the chocolate. Opportunist, she agrees sagely. Cass is just susceptible to bribery, Dick moans. How dare you, Bruce hides a smirk behind the book that he's reading, accusing Cass of such things. Really, Dick? Bruce, I love you too. Ugh, I'm usually really happy to hear you say that, but you're totally manipulating me right now. Bruce pinches his fingers together. Father, Damien says, scandalized. I love you too, son. Ah, well. Damien reddens and retreats. Jason snickers. Ooh, Steph takes a plate from where it's precociously balanced on Jason's elbow. I call dibs on this one. It's got powdered sugar and strawberries. Oh my god. Cute, Cass notes as Steph flops down next to her and then takes a chunk from the edge. Hot! Steph laughs. You're good at fooding, Jason. Jason sets down the rest of the plates and smirks. I know. Steph throws a strawberry at Jason. Jason catches it in his mouth. Wasting food? I knew you'd eat it, you glutton. Guilty as charged, Jason leans on Tim. Hey, you want to trade fruit? I've got blackberry. You think I'd trade blueberry for blackberry? Are you nuts? You don't want to trade, then I'll just take... Tim bites Jason's hand. What the fuck? Defense measures activated, Steph grins. What? Tim bites people? Tim, please don't bite people. Bruce, that was fucking weak. You grounded me after I bit someone. Why does Tim get away with it? You were 10 years old and fighting in a dirty alley. Do you know how unsanitary that was? Wait, Dick bit someone as Robin? Steph may have lost the bet, but she thinks as she leans over to take another of Alfred's homemade chocolates, she still won in the end.